Kirkendall Barrett, and it is your favorite time of the week again. Another episode of A Lifetime of Hallmark, where we talk about movies on Lifetime and the Hallmark Channel, and we try to make sense of them. Hello, Jason Bowers.
Hello, Bunny. That's Kirkendall Barrett. I'll explain that in a second.
And hello, Kirk Fitzpatrick.
Okay. Hello, Les Kirkendall Barrett and Jason Bowers. And this is against my will. He's doing like this, I forget what it's called, Snapchat thing. And I've got these rabbit ears. I don't know how it affects me, but I've got little whiskers, and I don't know.
I don't think Les did that to you. I don't think that other people could put filters on you.
I didn't know, but that's what's happening.
I don't have a filter on my face, which is odd because I normally do this to my friends to torture them. But as Kurt was introducing himself, he had these cat ears on and they were like donuts flying across the screen. And at one point it looked like you were ducking the donuts. You just happened to move and it looked like you're like you're freaking out by the flying donuts.
Trying to get some humility here. Trying to Yes.
This is not Chris, as
I was saying, I'm broadcasting live from a fitness center in Moline, Illinois, and in La Quinta. Nobody uses the fitness center here.
I'm using the quiet room to record it.
Yes. Yes, a quiet room. When you're driving across the Midwest, a quiet room is a fitness room in a hotel. Oh, I should say that. But it is. Sorry, guys. And Kurt, so it's a perfect broadcasting booth.
Yeah, Kurt is on a cross-country excursion. So instead of having our normal talking about a movie episode, this is a special episode where we are basically going to, you know, because it's hard for Kurt to watch a movie while he's traveling cross-country. So we are going to talk about current events. And the event that we're really going to focus on is ChristmasCon.
Mm-hmm. Which, weren't you supposed to go, Kurt?
I was. Wait, I was supposed to do so many things. I was supposed to go to Boston. I feel like I'm letting people down.
You are.
So I was supposed to go to Boston. When was this Christmas Carol
this
or ChristmasCon?
Weekend.
It was in New Jersey.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Kurt, it's in New Jersey. And you live in New Jersey.
That was last weekend.
Yeah. So, for those listening,
yeah,
if you don't know,
weekend.
ChristmasCon is an event that Hallmark put on this year, kind of their Comic-Con, but it was all about Christmas and Hallmark movies, and they had a bunch of the stars in the movies there for meet and greets, and they had an ugly sweater contest, and whoa.
Yeah. And there were mixed reviews, actually, from what I read.
Yeah. It sounded...
Yeah, we read that article. Yeah.
It actually sounded like more of a cash grab than I thought it was going to be.
Yes, I agree.
I knew that it was obviously an opportunity to promote that Hallmark does these movies every year and that they know all about Christmas, but it seemed like they were gouging people on tickets and then you had to pay more to meet the stars and... You know, I realize they need to pay for the space and all, but it did sound like they were kind of sucking their fans dry there.
Yes, but before we talk about ChristmasCon, is there any Blac Chyna news?
Ooh, wait, is there?
Well, of course.
And now, Blac Chyna Report. Reporting live from the Quinta Fitness Center, here's Kurt Fitzpatrick.
This is from Yahoo Entertainment. Blac Chyna and Rob Kardashian's daughter Dream gets three birthday parties. Dream Kardashian got the type of birthdays only others could dream of after the family threw her three different birthday parties in one weekend. Over the weekend, Dream's mom, Blac Chyna, celebrated the big day by throwing an Aladdin-themed birthday party. During the party, both Blac Chyna and Dream were dressed up as Jasmine from the movie. Even Aww. Jasmine made a cameo at the party, posing with her birthday girl and her mommy. Party number two was with Dream Daddy's Rob Kardashian. This party featured party favors from Dream's favorite movie, The Texas Chainsaw Massacre 3.
What?
Her favorite movie is Trolls.
Okay.
Her birthday cake was shaped like Queen Poppy, a character from the film. Rob and Dream dressed up as trolls for this year's Halloween. Now, party number three was an unreal gift from Auntie Kylie Jenner. Kylie took the birthday girl on her very first helicopter ride over the skies of Los Angeles. During the excursion, delicious-looking pink cupcakes were served to the crew. Now, they also reported
the crew as in, like, the group of people, like, hey, my crew, or the crew as in, like, the crew of the helicopter who probably shouldn't be eating cupcakes whilst flying a helicopter.
I assume, well, I don't think they were alcohol soaked, but I assumed it was the crew of the helicopter.
I mean, I just picture, it's not like a plane where there's, like, long periods where you're not really doing anything. Like, the helicopter, they got to keep their hands at the controls, don't they?
Yeah,
I think so. Maybe it was after.
Cupcakes are little.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're getting all that icing on your hands and stuff.
But it's kind of like when you eat a sandwich while you're driving.
You shouldn't be doing that, but B, I don't think a helicopter pilot is doing that at all.
Well,
see, I don't like stationary eating. I think I want to eat my sandwiches. I don't like I call it stationary eating. Pulling over to eat in your car, I don't like that. I want to be moving while I'm driving because it entertains me as I'm on the road.
I agree, Kurt. It's like, you know, it's hard to get across LA. Sometimes you got to eat and drive.
No, I'm not saying I didn't do this when I drove. I've been known to even eat Panda Express with a fork whilst moving a vehicle. What I'm saying is a helicopter seems like it would be even more terrifying to take your hands off of the controls.
Well, but he's an expert. Like, I'm sure the person, like, you've got to pass a test before you fly a helicopter.
I have this little, there's a little side note from Yahoo Entertainment. They also report that Rob Kardashian has begun to make a few public appearances and has been showing off a new slim figure. Oh. And Rob was even seen getting flirty with Kylie's BFF Stassi, or Stacy, I don't know.
It's probably Stacy.
Probably Stacy.
I like Stassi more. Hey there, Stassi.
But, you know, it sounds like a good weekend. I can't be mad at Dream. Good for her.
Yeah. They made it sound like it was scandalous that she had all these birthdays, but, like, I know people that they'll have a lunch celebration, and then, like, there's the brunch the next day, and they're like, oh, well, we all wanted to have a big party at my house, so we're doing that next weekend.
Right. And especially if you're from a house where your parents are divorced. That's actually more common than you think, the two birthday party thing, or three.
Well, I don't consider the third one even a party. That just sounds like Kylie took the kid on a helicopter ride.
Yeah.
It's a party in the air, but there are cupcakes involved.
Super frightening helicopter ride with icing all over the controls.
So first of all, I've seen the Troll movie, and Kirk Fitzpatrick was there when I was watching it.
Kirk really?
What was that? It with me. Yes, it was in Fresno.
I did?
At Amber's house. We were watching Trolls and eating pasta.
Oh, okay.
Because her little daughter was jumping on the couch watching Trolls.
I wasn't paying much attention to it, but okay.
Well, I was fixated because there was a part where this troll was singing I'm Coming Out in a disco outfit. Walking down the street.
Oh, that's good.
Gay troll?
Well,
no,
you know, they
woman.
Did address that. And, oh.
Ladies can be gay, too.
This was addressed. I never considered a gay baby, but I don't know the proper way to respond about I'm immobile with the subject of a gay baby. But I'll tell you that in that article we read about Christmas Con, they did ask, I think it was Melissa Joan Hart, somebody did ask her, are there going to be any gay Hallmark Christmas movies? And she just, like, changed the subject. She would not give a direct answer about this.
But, you know,
she gave a response that was Love Actually and – First of all, there's no gay characters in that movie. Second of all, it's not a Hallmark movie.
Right.
Right. She thought Love Actually was a gay Hallmark movie.
and you know what? You know, let's face it. Hallmark, a few years ago, just started having, like, black people as the stars of their movies. And, you know, they're making an effort to be more diverse, you know. Like I said, I think on the last episode, they're going to have several movies starring black people. They're going to have a Latinx-themed movie. They're going to have a Hanukkah movie. So I think I want to say that they're, like, probably, like, a decade behind on things.
Well, you know, I always say that Hallmark makes these movies as an excuse to sell cards and sell things that you can have at parties. They just need to do a gay theme movie like in June when it's Gay Pride, right. And then they'll sell all the rainbow flags in the world.
Oh yeah. Oh
yeah.
That would be cool, actually.
Speaking of people being behind the things, what is Latin next? Is that what you said? Latin next?
Latin X.
Latinx. Okay, what is that? I think I have seen this, but I don't know what it is.
Well, basically, a lot of Latino people are now referring to themselves as Latinx. I was watching an interview with John Leguizamo, and from what I gathered, that is, it's basically kind of like, you know, black or African American. It's basically along that same vein, you know.
Okay.
And I don't want to offend anybody.
It's a fairly newly used term, at least widely used term. And it's funny. I saw some – I don't remember what site I saw it on, but just last week there was a person of Latin descent complaining about that term, that they didn't like it. They didn't think it described them. They're like, I don't even know what it means. And I would assume that there are some in the Hispanic community that feel the way some people in the gay community do with, like, oh, you keep adding letters and pluses to, like, you know, we were LGBTQ and then it was LGBTQ or it was LGBT, then it was LGBTQ, and now it's LGBTQIA, I believe. I don't even know.
IA?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh. What's A?
I don't know. That's the thing. I'm allegedly of that community, but I don't know what some of that is.
Isn't it asexual?
Androgynous?
It might be.
And you know, okay. I mean, look, you know, it's like I've got black and African American to deal with, and you know, I basically learned you can't please everybody. I refer to myself as black, and I've received a lecture. I've referred to myself as African American, and I've received a lecture. So literally, for me, I basically, whatever comes out of my mouth at the time is what I call myself, pretty much, you know.
But now, speaking of black people, I think they've just introduced Disney Plus. Did that just go live today?
Yes.
The day we're recording this, yeah.
Yes.
As it came today. I don't think Song of the South is one of the selections.
No, I believe that I read somewhere that it is absolutely the one Disney movie that will not be included.
Now, you know what? You guys?
Okay.
I actually, when I was a little kid, I saw Song of the South in the theater.
Whoa.
Yes. Yes. And it's like, isn't it crazy? Like, you think now there is no way they'd be able to show that in a theater. No way.
No. But are they still getting away with Dumbo? That's a little edgy. You know, the crows. You get what I'm talking about?
I don't. Yeah. I haven't seen Dumbo since I was a little kid. But I think it's relatively unchanged because they did the remake last year, the live action remake.
Right.
Okay.
And to be honest, in the scheme of things, as opposed compared to other things, the crows aren't good. They're not good, but they're not. I've seen way more horrible things on Bugs Bunny. You know?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I think it's good to keep that kind of thing in, so you have a context of what the history was like, you know, what it was like, what was acceptable in those years.
It's kind of like one of the things that I'm opposed of. I am hearing in the book Tom Sawyer, is it Huck Finn or Tom Sawyer? One of them. The N-word. They're editing that out, which I don't think you should do that, because I think even though it's a horrible word, I think in schools it's a piece of literature, and kids just need to know that at one time that's how things were. And because I also heard that in certain schools they're editing out stuff about slavery in history books and basically saying, oh, they had helpers.
I think those are two different things going on there, though. I think the removing that word is part of, you know, cancel culture of, like, we think that it's bad, so it just needs to be banned everywhere. Right. Like, people can't make up their own minds. I think the other thing is trying to whitewash and hide the fact that this country did some pretty heinous shit back in the day.
Right. I agree. I agree.
Yeah, like, think about 100%. Who's making that – who exactly is making that decision to start calling slaves helpers? Like, I wonder who is coming up with those ideas.
Right, you know, it's like, gee, Harriet Tubman, she just decided she didn't want to help anymore and brought her other helper friends with her. You know?
I'm tired of helping.
Right?
Hey, all I do is help, help, help.
I've got to flee to a different part of the country because I'm sick of helping.
Rebranding it as helping makes it sound like we're laughing at it because it's so absurd. Like, it makes it sound like you agreed to help a friend move over the weekend, and like you get the truck three quarters full, and you're like, guys, I thought the pizza was going to be here by now. I'm going.
Right. Seriously.
It's enough help. Oh, man.
Oh, my God. Okay. So I'm looking at these notes from Christmas Con. Uh-huh. Okay, tickets were $50 a person.
Yeah,
and I think people are scalping. Somebody got one for $500.
$500. I saw that.
Yeah.
And I basically, from what I gather, there was a bunch of different living rooms or something like that. And you could go from, like, living room to living room.
It's basically like IKEA.
Right. It's like what?
It's like IKEA.
Oh, IKEA. Yeah, probably. Yeah, that's what it sounded like.
And,
it sounded a little haphazard.
It did. And a couple of the people, I saw a tweet where a person was like, you know, this was, you know, pretty much of a mess.
Well, no, it's interesting because Hallmark didn't organize this. Some other people put this together, and they lucked out because Hallmark decided, okay, we're going to sponsor this.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Right. Which is smart. Smart of there.
You didn't read the Vulture article. I never read that thing.
I missed that part, I guess.
Yeah.
Then basically whoever put it together was basically putting together a thing similar to a bridal show where they have, like, bridal vendors, but they – it got Hallmark to sponsor it, and Hallmark's like, yeah, we'll buy the whole thing out.
Right.
I think it was like, if you build it, they will come kind of thing. I think they just had fingers crossed, and it just, everything worked out.
And get this. So a bunch of the actors did show up. And they were charging people to have pictures taken with them. And prices varied, you know, and people paid it.
How much was a Jack Hay?
I don't know. I don't think Jack Hay was there. Holly Robinson.
It said she was
there. Oh, she was?
There was a list of people, and she was on there. Well, yeah, she was one of the people listed, but they didn't really report on her. They didn't say whether she was in a panel discussion or what
she was
up to.
You should know this information firsthand, Les.
Oh, come on.
Kurt Fitzpatrick should know this.
I know, Kurt.
You were supposed to be there.
And I'm so dedicated. I'm broadcasting from the Quinta Fit Center.
Kurt,
if that's not dedication.
It was a couple of hours out of your day.
Oh, yeah. When we start getting sponsors, we need to get get La Quinta to sponsor the naming rights to our studio. So each week it'll be live from La Quinta studio. Fitness Center studios.
Could you imagine?
They'll probably sue us.
I wonder if Jack Kay had a long line of people like wanting to get their picture taken with her.
Sure, she did.
Well, she's iconic. You know,
I would have stood in that line.
I could see her like.
I feel like the guest should sit in line and Jack A should just do that like funny little walk she does towards them.
Right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Alicia Witt.
Let's get there next year.
Alicia Witt was
there. No, it was Alicia Witt. Years ago?
She was on the TV show Sybil.
Well,
Sybil?
I've met Alicia Witt. I've been to Alicia Witt's house, actually.
Oh.
Sybil with the multiple personalities.
No, with Sybil Shepherd and Christine Baranski.
Oh, Moonlighting. Yes.
Yes, but she had a show. Over. She had a show.
Some Come By Day. Yeah, I know.
She created by Chuck Lorre.
Queen Lacey was there. Mm-hmm. And Queen Lacey did panel discussions.
She was a coup.
Yes.
Yeah, they were very excited. Well, they had a Mean Girls panel where they had Lacey Chabert. They had the boyfriend, and they had some other guy. There was
Daniel
a gay
Frenzes.
Character in Mean Girls.
Yeah.
Yes.
He was
Daniel
there.
Frenzes.
Yeah.
Now, wouldn't you love that if Lindsay Lohan would have showed up? Like,
yes.
I'm still trying to figure out why Hallmark allowed this Mean Girls discussion. That movie is very not Hallmark.
Well, but think of it this way. A lot of the people who watch Hallmark movies are kind of Mean Girls age. So I could see for like nostalgia purposes and to sell tickets that they'd have that. That's a good seller. Like, oh, we get to go see a Mean Girls reunion.
But I wonder how Paramount feels about that, of Hallmark profiting off of their movie.
Right.
Well, they had Mean Girls. These Mean Girls cast members have been in Hallmark movies.
Right.
One of them was in something we watched, right? The boyfriend was in something we watched, I think.
Yeah, with Lacey.
Lacey. Oh, okay. They were together.
I forget which movie it was, but yeah, he was in one of them. But yeah, I wonder with the panel discussions, I wonder if people ask a lot of dumb questions.
Oh, I would imagine.
Like dumb.
Yeah. Because and sometimes because people are just dumb, but sometimes I think it's that people stand up in front of the crowd and they get really nervous, and so they butcher the question in their head, and then it gets butchered even more when it comes out of their mouth.
Right. I think Lori Loughlin did not show up. Of course.
She's not welcome there anymore.
No.
But I think she dropped the ball. I think that would have been fabulous PR for her to show up. Even if they told her not.
Oh, just show up.
Yeah.
Uninvited. Oh. She could have done one like across the street, have like Lachlan Con, you know, at the same weekend and see like how many people come to Lachlan Con instead of. And you can't go to both. She's like, she's very strict about that. She says, no, if you come to Lachlan Con, you cannot go.
I would have loved to see, you know, they're at Christmas Con, they're hanging out, and then you see a pair of stiletto heels go walking in, and then it's Lori Loughlin in a tight red dress with red mascara, and she's all like, I'm here. I would have loved that. I would have loved
that. That's good.
I think Kurt's being kicked out of.
Oh, no, I got to step out of Fitness Center. That's all right. I'll find another place to go.
Yeah, where are you going?
Well, somebody wants to work out in the Fitness Center, so I'm going to go. Probably like in the lobby. Oh, no, there's a stairwell. I'll use that.
Kurt is now walking through a hotel hallway.
I love what is happening here.
No, I found. I'm going to go on a stairwell because there's somebody wanting to use the Fitness Center.
That looks like a kitchen you just walked by.
No, it's a doorway. It's you can see outside. There's snow here.
Oh. Well, you're in Iowa.
Okay.
You're ready for
I'm very close to Iowa, yeah.
Con.
What's that?
You're ready for your own Christmas con.
Right.
Yes, I am. First snow of the season for me.
That's funny.
Oh, boy.
So I read that soda, they were charging $17.
There's a meeting room.
Oh, where are you now?
Okay. Well, there's a meeting room. I'm going to see if I can get in there.
That looks like a very long hallway, Kurt.
This is very red room.
Red room. Right.
No, hold on. I'm going to see if I can get in here.
Okay. Let's see. Here we go.
I might be able to do this. It's a meeting room. No, I guess I have to have special
Don't
access
they have
for
a
this.
Business center?
This is...
What kind of La Quinta is this?
I know, right?
Is this entertaining for the people?
I know. Oh, there you are. I don't know if it's entertaining for everyone else listening, but Les and I are thoroughly amused.
You're entertained by this? All right. I'm just going to hang out here in the hallway. Oh, good.
Those stairs look very steep.
They are, and there's like a loud machine happening. It's an ice machine, I think. I'll just get in the hallway. Oh, you know what? I'll be in the hallway.
This is the most boring true crime documentary I've ever seen. No dead bodies yet.
Those stairs look scary.
No, I'm staying here. Wait, what happened? Oh, there we go.
Okay.
I gotta flip it. Oh, you see me?
Wait, I did, and then you went back to the stairs.
No, because I flipped it. I don't know what happened. All right. Wait, hold on. Okay. That's good.
There you are.
I'm like right there. All right.
There you are.
Okay. The commitment to my craft is just unparalleled. Yes, it's too much. All right.
But Adley was saying they were charging $17 for soda, but you got a free refill.
Wow.
Could you imagine $17?
Yeah.
If you think about that, say you went with it was three of your girlfriends, so you each buy a ticket.
Right.
And you each want to buy a soda. Doing so costs you more than the ticket.
Right. Unless you bought it from a scalper, and then it would have been $500 to get that ticket.
Well, and if I went with three of my girlfriends, they would all know about each other then, so I wouldn't want that. Oh, no, I'm just kidding.
This is a Hallmark. This is Christmas Con, not Lifetime Con.
You know, we've been talking about polyamory a lot on this podcast.
Right?
I do not have three girlfriends. I don't have any girlfriends. But somebody just walked by with a suitcase.
Well, you are in a hotel.
Kurt.
Okay, yeah. I guess it's not a big scandal. Oh, no, what happened? Okay. All right, I have to hold it this way.
Do we have any more of Christmas Con to break down?
Oh, there you are.
Here we go. Okay. Yes.
Any other Christmas Con info?
No, I don't think so. I think that was it.
Well, I guess this is it. Well, okay, so question.
After Kurt walked through the entire building trying to find a new place to land, we're like, okay, done with the podcast now. Bye.
That's it.
What else am I
going
to find? Get on the roof?
What's that, Les?
Do you guys know when Lori's trial is?
I'll be on a raft in the pool. No. When's that going on? Do I have to go to that? That's in Boston, right?
To go.
You, Kurt Fitzpatrick, you need to go to that trial.
I got to step up my game here.
You are the worst assignment reporter ever.
You are on the East Coast for a reason.
Worst what?
Assignment reporter.
Oh, assignment reporter, yeah.
How many hours away is Boston from New York?
It's like 3 hours, I think.
Yeah, you could take Amtrak, you know.
Okay, it's possible.
You could say you're a member of the press.
And okay. All right. And then will I ask questions, the press conference and all that?
Well, yeah.
All right. Well, let's prepare some questions. If our audience has any questions, they can send them in, and then perhaps I could go to Boston, and I could ask these questions to Ms. Lachlan.
Now, if we have any listeners who live in Boston, please go to the trial and let us know.
Yes, take time out of your day to go sit through the trial of Lori Lachlan.
If you know what, you guys, I'll be honest. If one of our listeners went to the trial, I would even be open to letting them come on the show.
Oh, absolutely.
Tell us about it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Seriously. If anybody's there, definitely call in.
I do like the idea, though, because I don't think we're actually going to get somebody to go, but maybe. But I like the idea of people sending in their questions. Like, what would you meaning you guys, you meaning anyone at home, what would you want to ask Lori Loughlin? If you were face-to-face with her right now, what's, like, something that you're like, what? Why would you do that?
Like, what do you regret? Well, no, that's a dumb question. Yeah. How did you hear about the person?
Other ways in which you have been corrupt in your life?
Right. Do you feel that your actions taint the Hallmark brand, or do you feel like you were unjustly fired?
What super heinous thing do you do regularly that we would not believe because you have such a clean-cut image?
Back when you were Jody Travis on The Edge of Night, did you think that you would find so much success and become the infamous person that you are?
Are you upset that Penelope Ann Miller thinly veiledly played you in a movie?
No, did she,
or was there really somebody else?
Mia Kirshner played her.
Would you have preferred that Penelope Ann Miller had played a thinly veiled version of you?
Or that the person that played their other friend that actually looked like you?
Right. Right. How did you feel about the movie? Was it accurate?
Yes. And don't tell us you didn't see it. We know you did.
Do you feel like you're misunderstood and we're getting it all wrong?
Oh, there's a good one.
In your show business career, have you ever performed in a fitness room in a La Quinta?
That's a good question.
Do you understand that that's where your career might be headed after the scandal?
That's a good question. Like I said, I predict, and this is my prediction, I predict she will be on Dancing with the Stars, like within, if she does not go to jail, or if she goes to jail for a short time, I predict that after she's released, she will be on Dancing with the Stars in like 3 months.
Yeah. I can see that. Totally see that.
Yes. To rehab her image.
Oh, so you mentioned...
But can she dance?
It doesn't matter. They have people on there all the time. Sean Spicer's on there. Sean Spicer's not a dancer.
And he's making it really far. Like, really far. But with did you hear, though?
Okay.
With Sean Spicer, the judges are, like, getting pissed. And, like, Carrie Ann and Abba, like, totally threw shade.
Because he's hard to work with or because he's a bad dancer?
No, because... She threw shade because even though he's a bad dancer, he's getting a lot of votes. And so he keeps on coming back week after week when people who could really dance and are working hard in the competition are getting kicked off.
Well, it's the Sanjaya effect. There are people that are voting because they really, like, they, for whatever reason, just like the guy and they want to vote for him. And then there are people that are like, this is a train wreck. We have to keep this on one more week.
Wait, I voted for Sanjaya.
Yeah.
I did. For those of you who don't know, during American Idol, I forget what season, there was a contestant named Sanjaya who was actually cute. He was a cute kid, but he didn't sing all that well. But for whatever, I forget the reason, he didn't sing all that well, but people took a liking to him, and so it was like, hey, let's just put Sanjaya through every week. So all these people would vote for Sanjaya, and he made it pretty far.
Yeah, he made it like top, if not top three, then top five. He was very far.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I think Howard Stern was helping with that. He was asking everybody to vote for Sanjaya.
I think you're right, because I was an avid Howard Stern listener at the time. So I could totally see me being swayed by Howard Stern. For sure. For sure, for sure.
Yes.
Do you have the TV on in the background, Les?
Pardon?
Do you have the TV on in the background?
I do. Uh-oh.
You're just
sorry,
not...
I was watching...
Oh.
Wait, what are you...
What an unprofessional broadcasting environment.
I was watching Real Housewives of Orange County.
You're watching it now?
No, I'm in the next room.
Okay.
I'm in another room.
The most distracting episode in our podcast history.
You know, I got home. I had an audition. I had to drive across town, which is... I had an audition in Santa Monica at like 4:45, which, for those of you who do not live in Los Angeles, going to Santa Monica at that time of the day is hell.
Yeah, and you're...
And like, getting home...
Distance-wise from where you live, it's probably, what, 12 miles away?
Yes. Yes.
Time in the car there is probably over an hour, yes?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So I got home. I was stressed. I had a few spare minutes. And so I wanted to watch women yell at each other for like 10 minutes.
Okay. And was his audition was it for him? Was this audition for a movie? Was it for a
commercial.
TV show? Oh.
Commercial.
Mostly, that's where the money
and
is.
And like when you go to Santa Monica, it's mostly commercial. Mm-hmm. For like movie, for a lot of TV and movie auditions, it's in the Valley.
True.
And for commercial auditions, you either go to Santa Monica or you go to this place on La Brea, for the most part.
And without fail, you'll find that whatever you have going on in your day that day, the audition will be on the complete opposite side of town from where you need to be.
Yes.
Without fail.
Yes. Exactly.
When I lived in the Valley, all my auditions were on the west side. When I lived on the west side, all my auditions were in the Valley.
Yes. And especially, and I live probably like a 10-minute drive from Paramount Studios. Do I get auditions at Paramount Studios? Nope. But when I lived in West Hollywood or when I lived in Westwood, I'd get auditions at Paramount. So that's how that works. Anyway, you guys got anything else?
All right.
I think that's it. This is just a quickie to tide everyone over until we dive into holiday movies.
A quickie. And
yeah, we got a holiday movie.
And this episode is almost an hour. So,
yeah, we're under 40 minutes still. We're good.
Okay. Well, if you want to get a hold of us, you can find me on Facebook at Les Kirkendall Barrett, or you can find me on Instagram at Kirkendall. Or if you want to become a member of our Facebook group, which, by the way, our Facebook group numbers are growing, which I love. You could go to Lifetime of Hallmark Podcast. Jason?
You can also find us on Instagram at Lifetime of Hallmark Podcast. And you can find me on Facebook, Insta, and Twitter at Big Shot Jason. All one word.
Kurt.
Okay, Black Friday's coming up. I may be getting a MacBook Air.
Yay!
At a good price, might be refurbished. I don't know. I might give that another shot. And then I can start getting my website up. But in the meantime, you could look at my TV pilot is still in existence at campusmartiustv.com. So you can check that out.
Yay.
Oh, and the Song of the South is discussed in that podcast. You must remember this. I want to listen to it, but that's a really good podcast.
Oh, one more thing.
She talks all about it.
Yes.
One more thing. Mm-hmm. If you are in the Twin Cities area, that's Minneapolis, Minnesota, or St. Paul, I will be doing my monthly show, Workplace Drama, November 22nd at 7:30 at Strike Theater. It's a storytelling show where every month I get a different group of storytellers together, and they tell stories about jobs. And so On November 20th, it's going to be the last show for 2019. We have been renewed for 2020, so we'll be back in January. Oh. But since it's the last show of 2019, the theme is the holiday office party. The good, the bad, ooh, and the ugly. And you can find out more on strikethetre.com.
Yay.
Oh, hey, I'm also doing Winterfest in Manhattan in January. I'm in a show called Uber Taxi Cab Confessions, and we're I'll let people know about that as we get closer. But I think it's like the first or second week of January in Winterfest.
Oh, ooh, sounds wintry. Anything else? And,
I think that's it.
And festive.
All right.
Yeah.
Kurt, drive safely. Jason, enjoy your wine.
I don't have any yet.
Rather have wine.
I will talk to you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.